As we are get into the three last dafim in this mesechta, so we will start with chav vav on the base. Tanu rabbanan, about 12 lines up for the bottom. Tanu rabbanan hayotze bebeged karua lefnei hames. If someone goes out with a torn beged in front of a mace, meaning they did not tear, they did not do the mitzvah of karia, they just go out with a beged karua. Hareze gozel es hamesim veesachayim. That is stealing from the mesim and the chayim. What does that mean? Stealing from the mesim, because you know, one would think it's kavod hames, but it's not kavod hames because there was no maisa kriya that was done, and it's also kavod chayim because it is gnevas das that people think that you did a mitzvah in this regard, and one didn't. See, Rashi says beged karua kodem lachein gozel hakol. Right, that's what it appears. So it's gzeilas chayim and gzeilas mesim. If you look in the Rambam in Parachas and Ilchas Avel Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Misha meis lo meis v'kara alav, v'yachar kach meis lo meis acher. He discusses it. I'm sorry, in Ches Vav, the Rambam says, V'chala yotze beka karua lefnei meisim, klomar shu kera atah, you mezalzel in the kavod, right? Because doing kriya is a sign of reaction to what occurred, and if it's from before, then it's there was no reaction, right? That's the that's why the Rambam adds it kavod hachayev yamesim. The Radvaz notes the Rambam is bothered. How do you steal from a mace? Right, how does that work? Why does it say gozel as amesim? Upirish kavod amesim for gozel das abrios. That's what the Rambam adds in that word of kavod, says the Radvaz. Continuing. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, ha'omer l'chaveru hashileni chalukha ve'elech vavakeres abba. Can I borrow your shirt? Asks someone, and I will go visit my father, kshuchole, because he is sick. V'alechu matzo shemes, right? He wanted to borrow his friend's shirt so he wouldn't have to tear it. If he goes and his father dies, so if he's wearing his friend's shirt, he thinks he can get out of it. But, or not. Let's see. Umasa shemes, and he sees that his father died. Korea, he has to tear anyway. He has a chiyuv. Why? Why is he allowed to do that? It's his friend's shirt. The answer is, if the person told his friend, I'm going to visit my father, my father's deathly ill, so then obviously the friend knows what he's getting himself into, and there's implicit mechila there. Implicit mechila by giving the shirt. Uma'acho, but even though normally a tear for a parent is not allowed to be sewn up, but here it's allowed to be sewn up, and not only allowed, it must be sewn up because it's one's friend's shirt. Ukshiyavo lebeso, and when he gets home, achzilo chaluka v'nosin lo demekaro. He gives back the shirt and he pays for the difference. Pays for the hevdel between a non-torn shirt and the torn shirt that is now sewn up. V'imlo hodio, but if he did not tell him at the beginning what he was taking the shirt for, hare zelo yigabos, that he's not allowed to touch it, he's not allowed to be mazik it at all, because this is not his shirt. The Ritva notes here that the allowance to tear the shirt is not an allowance not to pay for it. Right, that's not. We don't understand that. Oh yeah, do whatever you want with it. Don't worry about it. No, the Ritva says here. Sometimes you have the concept of mechila, but you have to, or allowance to do something, but then you have to pay for it. Those two aren't contradictory to each other. Right, we had years ago. We discussed the Gemara about Bakama and Daf Samach, where the Gemara discusses there's a Gemara about David HaMelech at wartime asking a Shaila of the Sanhedrin, is he allowed to use the barley piles that were piled up, either to eat or to hide in? And the Gemara says, is it Aser Lahatzel Asma B'mamun Chaveiro or Mutter Lahatzel Asma B'mamun Chaveiro? If somebody's life's in danger, are they allowed to use their friend's property to save themselves? So Tosfos there says, of course they could save themselves. It's Pikuach Nefesh. You're allowed to take your friend's item if that means you can save yourself. The only shaila is whether you have to pay afterwards. If I use my friend's, if I broke somebody's, I'm in a dangerous situation, so I break into my friend's house to save myself, do I have to pay for the window afterwards? That's the question the Gemara is asking. Of course you're allowed to do it. Does everybody have a chiyuv, even with their property, to save? So there again, you see, you're allowed to do it, but there might be payment. So Rav Zilberstein had a couple of weeks ago in last week's in Parsha Shoftim in Vaharevna, he had a shaila There was a certain Rachman al-Islam, it was in Yana Dioma, but it was a Shaila from years ago. Somebody lived in a town where there were many rockets that were coming in, and they didn't have at that time they didn't have a Mugan area. They didn't have a protected area, safe area in the house. Their neighbor couldn't take it anymore. Their neighbor lived in a big fancy house, and they went up north. They couldn't deal with it anymore, they went up north. And this neighbor who lived in a smaller house without a Makom Mugan tried to get in touch with the neighbor. Tried to get in touch with him, called everything, and he couldn't. But he took the law into his own hands then, and somehow he got into his neighbor's house, and he stayed there for 2 weeks. Stayed there for 2 weeks, because that place was a Mugan place. And they say that they didn't break anything, they just used the place. And after 2 weeks, I guess they were still trying to get in touch, maybe it was before emails, 15 years ago, the neighbor, the Shimon who had gone north, comes back and says, what are you doing in my house? He's like, I'm sorry, I was trying to get in touch with you, we just didn't have a protected house. So we were here, and we enjoyed it, but you know, that's ultimately why we were here. But I'm ready to pay you for whatever. You would have charged rent for the person. The guy's like, you think I'm going to take a penny from you? I'm not taking a penny from you. Just leave my house. I want to go back to my house now. The guy's like, no, I want to pay. He's like, no, I'm not taking any money from you. They went to Rav Zilberstein, these two great tzaddikim, you know, what's the halacha? Does the guy says, okay, if halachically you have to pay me, so then I'll take it, but I'm not taking anything from you. Zenet, right? A little depreciation, a little bit of the property. So Rav Zilberstein discusses there that really everybody has a chiyuv to save every fellow Jew. So he had a chiyuv to give his house. He had a chiyuv to give the protected area in his house. Question is, does he have to pray? Probably Maker did not, because he wasn't going to rent this house anyway. And he goes through the sugya of Zenenev is a chaser, Zenenev is a lo chaser. But again, sometimes we have the concept of allowing it, but the payment might have to be made anyway. Okay, so that is this halacha that if he tells the friend that he's going to his father, so then he has to pay. He's allowed to do it, but he has to pay. But if he didn't even tell him, then he's not allowed to touch it at all. What if he did tear his friend's baguette after not having told him? So tell him, didn't Avera. Was he Yotzi de Kriya? Was he Yotzi his Kriya? Does he have to give it back and tear his own shirt? So says the Eshkol, one of the less known Rishonim, the Beis Yosef quotes it here in Siman Shin Mem. The Eshkol says, "Im kara nega daito shel chavero lo yatsa yedei chova mishum dezu mitzvah ba'avera." Mitzvah ba'avera. This tear, you're tearing your friend's shirt. The Yafal Gav, and even though we know the Yerushalmi says, or first the Bavli says that if I'm korea on Shabbos, so then I am yotzei yedei chovi. Right, even though I violated the malacha of Korea, I'm still Yotzei. Lom rochezu mitzvah baba vera. Based on the Yerushalmi, the Eshkol is machalek. What's the chilek? The Yerushalmi says, if I tear on Shabbos, I'm Yotzei, but if I stole matzah and I ate it, I'm not Yotzei. What's the difference? The Yerushalmi says, by matzah, there's a status in the matzah of matzah gzula, which never leaves. And therefore, you cannot be Yotzei with matzah. Masha'enkein, if I, the Yerushalmi, talks about if I carry matzah through the street to my house on Pesach Lev Shabbos, or Korea B'Shabbos, you did it my Savera. But it doesn't adhere in the Chefza. So the Eshkol says, but here, the shirt is not yours. So that status adheres in the Chefza. That's like matzah gezula. That's what he says in this case, again, that if you would, it would be a mitzvah b'Avera. The Shonim B'Alacha here discusses, what about shatnas? Somebody's wearing a bag of shatnas, and they tear the shatnas. Is that a mitzvah baba vera, or does that avera have nothing to do with the mitzvah that I'm doing, and therefore some rishonim in mitzvah baba vera say that would not be called mitzvah baba vera. So the only way the avera is what is ma'afsherously, what allows me to do the avera. If I stole something, now I can do the mitzvah. But if it happens to be that there's an avera, you know, that and then with the mitzvah, so that is different. Matzah shel tevel, you know, other sukkahs. Okay, let's continue. So that is about tearing one's friend's shirt. Tanu Rabbanan, 10 lines up. Chole shemeis lomeis. Somebody a chole shemeis lomeis. That his relative died. Ein modin oso shemeis. Shema titarev daitola. If there is a chole that's very sick, and one is worried, very halacha lemaisa sometimes. Somebody has an elderly family member who became a novel. So sometimes the family will decide not to tell the elderly member because they're worried about the health of this family member, right? That comes first, pikuach nefesh, right? So, ein modin oso shemeis, shema titarev daito alav. Otherwise, the Ron here says that there would be a chiyuv to tell, right? Like to a, for a healthy person, there's a chiyuv to tell a healthy person so they can observe the mitzvos, whether it's aninus or avelus. But here, not shem tizer of daito olav vein mekarin lepafanav, and you don't tear kriya in front of them. That would be a dead giveaway, right? Umeshaskin as anashim mipanav. No pun intended. Umeshaskin as anashim mipanav, and we quiet the women wailers in front of them. Umekarin lekatus. That's all. Separate halacha. And a child, we had this already a halacha earlier, we tear a katan's beged, not because he has a chiv of kriya, but because of agbas nefesh for the parents. For the parents. We mentioned back on Daf Yudalad when we had this a week and a half ago, right? When we see something happening to a katan, it hurts us more, right? We see Rachman al-San, a young child, saying Kaddish. Right? That's the same type of idea. That's what Rashi on Daf Yudalad says. It's for the agbas nefesh of the parents. V'karin al-chama v'al-chamosam v'nik v'orishta. We also had this halacha that does not apply anymore. One tears on in-laws because of kavod ishto. The Gemara there quoted different deos about even other relatives, not just in-laws. But remember we saw the Ramah. The Ramah said that Bizman said we don't do any of these avelus mipnei avelam. Right, if somebody's relative is sitting shiva, they used to do certain observances, but that is not done anymore. Hold off with your papa for a minute. Just ha'ara, and that is by achol shemes lo meis. This is part of a larger discussion about truth telling to patients. Right, how much does doctors in general have to tell patients? Here, it's specifically for a patient who is very sick. Right, otherwise you have the shaila of, let's say there's a patient that there's nothing really rachmana litzlan to do for this patient. Do you have a chiyuv to tell them? Right, the truth and certain laws. You have to tell them up front with patients. But from a Jewish point of view, perspective, there's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, the one wants to be honest. And if it's a serious illness, Rachman al-Islan, so the person can be misader hadvarim and make sure they take care of everything. But on the other hand, you don't want to make them become crazy and go quicker. So it's a balance that the doctor and the family and everybody has to deal with. There's an amazing Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam writes in Yaradeya, that's what Chachmas Adam is on, Kuf Nun Aleph, and the Chai Adam which is on Arachayim, and the Chachmas Adam which is on Yaradeya. In Kuf Nun Aleph, he quotes, there was a minog in Berlin. Haminog bekilas kadoshos uveprat bekilas kadosh Berlin. Kisha Adam chole biyom gimel lecholyo. Anyone who was in bed for 3 days. That was the rule. Anyone who was in bed for 3 days, the Gabayim, or other people, went to them and said the following. They said the following. We're here, don't worry about it, because we do this for all cholim. We're in bed for 3 days, so you have nothing to worry about, but we're just going through the motions, which kind of takes away the whole point of it, but that's what they did. Don't worry about it. But you know what? Taset, sava, masha tirtza, write a will, make sure everything is taken care of, even if they have the flu for 3 days. Umashata chayav o achim chayav in lecha, vod omrim lo hisvada, ki kala misvada al chatov mochalin lo, vikivan sheba osana kihilos, hamina kain, eina chola, doig mizeklum. But that kind of ruins it, but they do that, he does it anyway. The chola is not worried, even though they do it. Vachain ra'ui l'sakain b'chol ir va'ir, says the Chachmas Adam. Ach b'makom she'ein minhag zeh. But if there's no minhag in such a place, and then all of a sudden the rabbi and the dayan and the avbezin come in to this chola, all of a sudden that's going to make him feel something. Ain't olim chen lechola shem yidag amisaso. Right, that's they're going to be worried. But if there's a way, so that's what we always try to do. Always, Rachman al-Islan, in a certain situation, to try to have the balance of letting the chola know that it might be serious versus not being matrif their daito and not making them in a more difficult state than they already are. Okay, 6 lines up. V'yamar of Papa, Tana ba'avel Rabasi, a'avel lo yaniyach tinok b'tocheiko. Halacha l'maisa, an avel is not supposed to hold a young child. Right, that gives simcha. V'bnei she'mevi'il adei schok, v'nimsa mizgan al abriyas. It gives simcha, and mizgan al abriyas, what does that mean? People are going to see him and see that he's not in a state of avelos. He's being joking around with his young children. It's a halacha that a person should not, even if they're young grandchildren and nephews, whatever it is, giving them hugs and kisses and showing them a special love during this time, even though it might be just the opposite. You want more. It's comforting, but still, that's the halacha. That's the halacha. Tana Rabbanan. Haholech lebeis ha'avel. Somebody goes to the beis ha'avel. Maya libo gasbo yavruhu almitos kfuyos. If libo gasbo, what does that mean if they have a special relationship with the avel? Libo gasbo comes up in other areas of halacha, for example, hechaz yichud. Libo Gaspo has different halachas for Hilchas Yichud. You need a higher standard with somebody who you have a special relationship with. So Maya Libo Gaspo, Yavruhu Amitos Kfuyos, then you could be Mavre. Right, you could give the Surah Savra on the lower beds, on the mitos that are kfuyos, even the one who is being menachem. Vimlav, but if they don't have that special relationship, then it will look unusual. So they do not, the menachemim do not take part to sit on the low chairs. Yavru al mitos zakufos. They stand on the upright bed. They sit on the upright beds. Rava Isra be Milsa. Rava, you know, became an avel. Ol lagabe Abba bar Marsa. Tehu Abba bar Minyome. Rava Zakif. And Rava was sitting on a zakif, on an upright bed. Abba bar Marsi Kafi. He turned over the bed. Omar, kama les be daita lahait serva mirabanan. You don't know what's going on here. Meaning, I'm not so close with you, right? So, what are you trying to sit on a low bed? Low bed. That's what he was surprised that this chacham did that. Taner abana naholich mi makom lamakom. If somebody's traveling and they find out that they became an avel. So as we learned earlier, there's a miut in Isra Malacha in certain regards. We discussed Chalamoed, Avelus, in the second parak, in the two daf second parak that we had, Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis. So we discussed there, Isra Malacha. So here too, if somebody's traveling, what do they do? Im Yachol Lamait Be'isko, if they can be Mema'et, they don't have to do it, they can just minimize. Obviously, if they could stop, they could stop, they should stop. But maybe this is a certain situation where they can't. Tosva says on top, the bedavar ha'avid ka'amar. Right? It's a bedavar ha'avid. It's a case where there will be great financial loss. So, halacha lamai in yana diyoma, generally, in our day and age, we stop. Period. And they're avelum. But it could be, let's say, one has workers for them, one's about to close a deal to have somebody else do it for you. You know, there are situations where it could come up, and somebody has to take care of business. And if not, then just go, literally go with the flow. Meaning, if you're with a team of people, just go with them, but don't really do anything yourself. Let them act on your behalf. Tan Rabbanon Me'emasai Kofin Esamitos. We referred to this a couple of days ago. When do you turn over the beds? Remember something that we don't do Bizman Azeh. Tosas quoted earlier, we don't do this because there'll be the three Nihugam of Avelos that we don't do today. Turning over the beds and revealing the shoulder and covering up the heads. Atifa Zarosh, in the literal sense, not just a hat or a large yarmulke like Rabbi Yashiv discussed. Those three things are not done today because they'll make fun of us and it's not just looks unusual. So, but one of them, Kfiyas Amitas, when is it done? At one point in time is it done? So, 2 days. Mishayatim Pesach Beso, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Amazing. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, it's right when the Onain goes out of the house going towards the cemetery. He's not an avel yet. Burial didn't take place yet. But at that moment, there's a switch. Right then, everybody else was still in the house. Should turn over the beds. Kfiya Samita. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Misha Yisto Magolel. What do you mean? When they bury the person. That's when there is Kfiya Samita takes place. That's when they do it. Maisa Shemesh Rabbi Gamliel Azakein. Kivin Sheyatsimi Pesach Beso. Right when he left his house. Omer Lahem Rabbi Eliezer. Kfu Mito Seichem. Turn over the bed. And right after they had Stimas HaGolel, Rabbi Yeshua said, you know, turn over the beds. Right, there's a machlokas elsewhere, you know, what exactly is Stimas HaGolel? Something to do with the kfura. Does it mean putting the cover on the mace, the stone slab? Does it mean putting up the gravestone? Different days what that means, but it was some type of the kfura process. So this story took place. Rabbi Eliezer says earlier, Rabbi Yeshua says later, Rabbi Eliezer already told us to do it earlier. And therefore, it's already done. The Tosfos HaRash here says, Kfiyas Amita here is just an example of what is done. It says, when did you do Kfiyas Amita? There's nothing special about Kfiyas Amita, says the Tosfos HaRash. It means, Hu Adin Shar Kol Dini Avelus, El Echada Minayu Nakat. It just says one of them. Just says one of them. V'chein Le'el Nami, Ka'amar, Kiyim Kfiyas Amita, Mishum Te Kfiyas Amita, Kol Oda Mekayim, Aval Yesh Shaholech Yachaf. Some people switch. Kfiyas Amita. They didn't have Kfiyas Amita, and now they do. Everybody does that. But some people walk barefoot. In general. Says the Tosfos HaRash. So if some people walk barefoot, so then they don't have to take off their shoes. So you can't say, when do you have to take off your shoes? Some people already have their shoes off. That's why he picks this one. But if you look in the Gemara says, Kfiyas Amita. That was Rav Soloveitchik's diuk, here and there, that there's a what's this machlokas about? What, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a dini avelos that kick in before kfura? Is there? Sounds like it. Sometimes that could be. I mean, sometimes, let's say, somebody dies beregel, according to Tosfos and according to Ramban, that this dini avelus beregel, even though there's no kfura yet. So you can have the concept of avelus without separated from kfura. Right? The idea of a shmua rechoka, or a shmua krova after, I mean, that's also no, either of the shmuas. There's no kfura, but there's still avelus. So, what is this machlokus about? So suggested Rav Soloveitchik, maybe it's about the issue of not just nihuki of avelus, but there is a concept of base avel. And this is a great example of base avel, kfiyas amita. Did we discuss it already? Maybe we'll discuss it later today. Which beds? What about the guest beds? Do they also have to be, turned over in the days of old, or just the beds of the avelum? Right, actually, we're going to talk about it a little later today. It's going to come up. But what is that about? What, in the guest room on a different wing of the house? What do I have to turn over those beds for? I don't even see those beds. But if it's a din in base avel, then it might apply even if the avelim aren't there. That was the chumra of the Aruch HaShulchan, and Rav Soloveitchik also, that saying hello to each other. Not the avel. Just being in the kitchen. You see somebody, sometimes we're in the shiva house, we see people we haven't seen in a long time. Right? So wait till we get outside. The Aruch HaShulchan is, right, shaking one's head, that's okay. But to really give a Shalom Aleichem, you know, that should be done outside, because it's a din of base avel. Or it's the language the Gemara said before, about no learning, but base avel. That was the language, ain omrim shmua va'agadah, but base avel. We had a ban on Daf Chav Gimel. It didn't say the avel shouldn't learn. Right? That was elsewhere. Avel shouldn't learn. What shouldn't he learn? That's the whole list of items. But here, ain omrim shmua va'agadah, but base avel. Right, the din of a base avel, and that might even apply. Remember that Gemara we mentioned from the end of Masechah Shabbos. What if there are no avelim? What if there are no avelim? Somebody dies without relatives. What does the Gemara in Shabbos say that a minyan of people go there and they pretend? I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa, but the Gemara at least has a day like this that they go there and they pretend to be avelim and give nechama. And that was the Gemara that Meiri quoted as a proof that nicham avelim is not only covered a chayim, but it's covered a mesim, even if there are no avelim. So that's, again, a din of base avel, even though there is no avel. Right? That's the minog of sitting shiva most of the time in the house of the niftar, because maybe that is the best base avel, right, that gets the status achieves that status in halacha. But that gufa could be the machlokas here. Rabbi Eliezer holds this idea based off, well, maybe Rabbi Shua rejects the whole idea. Or maybe Rabbi Shua also has the idea, but he says there's no base oval before there are avelim. Right? And it would just, it would apply, but only later. There's no din of having to do that before there is an avel. So again, there might be as interesting machlokas on lumdus purposes that we have here. Viter. Tana Rabbanan, Me'emasai Zokfinas Amitos. So when can we turn up the beds? When could we put them back? Be'erev Shabbos Min HaMincha Olamala. Erev Shabbos, after Mincha time. Tosfos has a suffix here. Mincha Gedola or Mincha Katana. Which Mincha? But that's the machlokes 2 days in Tosfos. And Amar Rabba Barhuna, Afal Pikein Eino Yoshiv Alei Hashetechshach. Even if you're allowed to turn it over earlier, but an avel cannot sit on an upright bed until it gets dark. Again, we see a separation between maybe the idea of base avel on Erev Shabbos evaporates earlier, before the chiyuvim of avelus evaporate. Right? There is a misconception that some have that on Erev Shabbos, chatzos, boom, all avelus stops. It's not true. Right? Avelus stops only on Friday, however long the avel needs to get ready for Shabbos. That's it. Whatever it is, an hour. No more than that probably, but there's avelus until then. Avelus until then, not doesn't stop a chatzos. But maybe the misconception comes from this halacha, that the din of base avel might stop earlier by mincha time. Again, we don't have this bizman azeh in terms of the kfiyas hamita, but maybe the other stuff, all the halachas of the mirrors and the other manifestations might change. Ulamotzoi Shabbos, afal pi she'ein lo leishev elo yom echad, chozer v'kofe. And Motzi Shabbos, even if the person's getting up Sunday morning, right, still he has to sit shiva that night. Motzi Shabbos, he still has to sit shiva. Why? The Rabban writes in Torah Sa'adam, because he needs a nihug. Remember what we said in the past, right? For mikzah and kakulo, it's not an automatic thing. You have to do something active. A nihug of avelus, a nihug of zava, as we said, by whenever you apply mikzah and kakulo. So here, it's not automatic, number one, A. And B, the Ritva's lashon is, you don't say mikzah and kakulo balayla. right? You need some of the daytime, even though it's the halachic day already. But Mizrei Yom Kekulo is only once you have some of the daytime. And that's why the by the end of Shiva is always in the morning after there is some avelus that is performed. But not at night, right? It has to be only by day. That's an important, we know that, but that's the Ritva right here is says it beferish. V'lo amrina mixas halayla kachol hayom, ela mixas hayom dafka kekulo. Mixim dafka kekulo. V'lo od, ela de'ef shalot tzamtzem. V'lo sagya shalot avar mixas motzoi Shabbos kodim kviya. V'kvar niftar me'aveluso v'heichu kofet. V'chulu, and he continues, so he says that it has to be by day. Taner Rabbanan, a kofe mitasa. This is what we just mentioned earlier. Lo mitasa bovaru kofe. Not only his own bed, ela kol mito sheish lo b'toch beisu a kofe, but even the bed, all the other beds in the house. And the rush here has the two days. What about the beds of guests? Maybe this only refers to family members. What about the beds of guests? That is two days here. Machlokas. Between the Ravid and the Ramban, quoted in the Rush. Via filu yeshlo eser mitos ba'asara mekomos, even 10 beds, 10 rooms, kofes kulon, via filu chamisha achim, umeis echad, kulon kofin. Right, five brothers, right, and one of them died, they all have to be kofin mitasa, or is it in of the beds? Imhaisa mitam yuchedes lekelim. What if you have a bed that's not meant as a bed to sleep on? Right, it's a bed, like, we'll call it a couch. Not even a couch that's sat on. We'll call it a platform, something in the house where you put nice dishes on, but it's also able to be sat on, right? That ain't sorach lachaposa. That does not have to be turned over. That's not called a mita. It's called a kli. The Ramban says, and therefore there's no kfiyas amita there. Dargash, fourth wide line, a dargash, which is some type of elaborate couch. Ain't sorach lachaposa. That does not have to be turned over. Elazokfo, leave it straight up. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Dargash, you got to do something. Matir es karbita v'unofa me'elav. Just loosen its ties. It was like tied up with some type of loops. Loosen them and it falls. My Dargash, what is a Dargash? Omer Ula arsa de gada. It's an eris, like a crib of gada. What is gada? Rashi says, good luck charm. So Rashi says, arsa de gada, the third line in Rashi. Mita shemiyachdim osa l'mazal tov. Vein mishtam shebachlum. It's a bed that you use, you never use it. Right, you just leave it there. Just leave it on the leave it in the house. If you look in the Raman Yoredeya in Kuf Ayin Ches. The Raman Yoredeya in Kuf Ayin Ches, the Rama quotes this. Where would the Rama quote this? In Yoredeya, where would this come up? So if you look in Kuf Ayin Ches, right before Hilchos Nida, right, we have some halachos of Hedilchos Ribbis. Ribbis is Kufayin Zayin, Chukos Ha'akum. So the Ramah quotes there. Let me just find the Lashon here. The Ramah quotes, Yesh Makomos, Shenoagu La'aroch Shulchan, V'lashum Alav Mine Ma'achol, Bilayla, Shelamachar Malin Tinok. There are those places that there's a special type of table, and they set up with food the night before, the Vachnacht. The night before a bris, the yesh bazeh mish iser mishum aorchim lagad shulchan, avalaruch mita lamazal atinok yesh matirin. The Ramah is mechalek somehow between setting up a table with food and a mita, like is spoken about here, and this is the arsa degata. The post can discuss here. The yesh bazeh iser. Look in the shach mikom makom mashenogim bartos elu sheosin suda balayla shalomachar malan atinok shekorin vachnacht. Rather, the shach says, "Wait, we make a meal, ein iser." The davka lasum mene machal al hashulchan ulahanicham kach aser. Bishum davi korech legad shulchan. It's like you put food on a table and you don't do anything with it. You're like giving it to the whatever, to the other forces. Avol besuuda ein iser. You're having a special meal. That's no problem. You give out candy to the kids and have them say amalach hagoel. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. Right, we discussed in past, maybe there is some type of a halachic reason for that too. Maybe the Shem Arel starts the night before, and he needs special shmira, but that's the shach here, defending the practice of the Vachnacht. There is no iser in that regard, unless you put food there. But here, the Rama says, quoting the bed, where there's no food, you just have a bed, something l'simin tov, so that is not a problem. The Rama quotes. If you look in the Ran, not the Ran here, but the Ran in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, where this is also quoted, Arsa de Gada. This might be
my Chiddushei Rana Sanhedrin here.
The Rana Sanhedrin quotes this, and he does not like it. He says, "Ve'ei pirush anachon." It goes Rashi. Pirush Rashi is alamazal abayis munachas mishum nichosh. Ve'ei pirush anachon techas v'shalom. Don't take kizos be Yisrael. Devadi asaru mishum darkei amori. Ve'os a chomer mimenu. You have a bed that's all a simin tov. Eliyesh lefarish. No. She'osa mita hayosa lesimin shel osher. Lomar she'ish lahem begadim yoser miktei tzarchan. No, you had a couch that nobody used to be a couch, just to show kind of like Hashem gives us so much. We even have extra. It's like you put out food on the table that you know nobody's going to eat. Just as a simin bracha. So that's all it means. Simin bracha lasos mita shalol etzorech. Ubederech hash'ala koron oso ha-mita ha'ola mita shal mazal tov. It doesn't really mean for mazal, says the Ran. According to Rashi, though, and according to the other Rishonim, you have to explain how it's okay. Right? We have other times. We have a kisei shal Eliyahu. Right? We have also, that's not arsa degata, but we have other items that come to mind in this regard. Let's continue now. So said the Rashi, presuming on Liel, that the dargash you have to loosen and let fall down. Amar lei Rabba, elamei atagami melech. Well, a minute. What about by a king? Ditzan, the Mishnah tells us when a melech sits shiva, kol ha'om mesubin ala ares v'umesav ala dargash, the whole am sits on the ground to give him covet, and he sits on the dargash. Mi gamidi da'ar ha'inna lo usvine v'hashem usvine lei. When he sits on the dargash, what if dargash is something that was never sat on? So then what, all of a sudden the melech, when he's sitting shiva, he sits on the dargash? Right? So is that, when do you ever have something that you don't sit on when one is not an avel, and all of a sudden become an avel, they sit on it? So maskav l'ravashi, my kusha, what's the problem? What, there's no differences in avelus? Midi dahavi a'achila v'ashtia. Da'ado inna lo ochline. Up till today, nobody ever fed the person. He ate himself. V'lo ashkine, and didn't give him to drink. Hashto ochline v'ashkine. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Sometimes there are different behaviors in Avelis. Ela I kasha o kasha. You want a problem? I'll give you a different problem. The Tanya, dargash yinu tzorach lechaposo ala zokfo. The Brisa says that a dargash you do nothing to. You just leave it. The I arsa degada amai yinu tzorach lechaposo. And if a dargash is an arsa degada, which we just explained, if the dargash was this type of a good luck bed, or what the Ran says, but it says hotnan hotan Yaakov mitaso lo mitaso bovaru kofe lakom mitas sheish lo b'toch beiso kofe. It is considered a mita. So how could you say a dargash, which the Brisa says does not have to be turned over, is an arsa degada, which should have to be turned over? So the Gemara says umay kasha. Again, what's the problem? Midi dahavia mita michadis lakelim. It's just like a mita that's not used to sit on. For Caleb, Titania, as we had earlier, so that's not a problem. Okay, final third try of the problem. A dargash, you just loosen the loops and it falls by itself. Reb Shimon Gamliel says the dargash you loosen, an arsa degada has no loops. It's a different type of bed. So the whole metzius doesn't make sense. The whole explanation wouldn't fit in. So you're right. So we go to a different shot of what dargash is. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Liahumi Rabbanon Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Shmei Levi Shchiach Beshuka De Gildoi. He was commonly in the leather marketplace. My dargash Arsa De Tzitzila. It's a type of leather bed. Type of leather bed, different type of different shot. Okay. Idmar Nami Amar of Yirmiya Dargash Ziruga Misoch Mitocho. A dargash has its lace work, right? It's a design from the inside. Mita siruga al gaba. A regular bed has it on the outside. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you have to let the loops down and it collapses. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha bar Amar Rav Asi, mita shanakliteha yotzin, a bed that has poles sticking out, what we would call a canopy bed. But maybe it has only two. We know this from Mishnayos and Sukkah. The four-poled canopy and the two-fold canopy. The two-poled canopy. So if it has poles, zofa vidayo. You can't turn over a canopy bed. Right? It's just not going to work. So what you do is just put it on its side. Right? Zofa vidayo. That's enough. Tanur Rabbanan, Yashayin al-Gabi, Kisi al-Gabi, Udne Gedola al-Gabi Karka. If somebody, if an avos sleeps on a chair or a stool, right? Al-Gabi Karka is a question about whether that is in our girsa or not, because what's wrong with Al-Gabi Karka? Says the Gemara, Lo Yasi De Chavasi, you weren't Yotze, you're Chova. What weren't you Yotze? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shalokim, Kfiya Samita. Meaning if somebody leaves all their beds normally, it just sits on the floor, they weren't Yotze, their proper Chiv of Frias Amita, right? That's what we said earlier. It's two separate dinim. Especially if you say the din of base Avel, then for sure, one is base Avel, one is Nihugam of Avelus. The Rambam, if you remember, puts them all together. The Rambam says the Avel has to sit on Amita Kfuya to be Yotze the Chiv. And the other Rishonim said, it's a first Gemara, is that you don't, that they're two separate ideas. But either way, Tana Rabbanan, Mechabdin, or other halachas of a, again, of an Avel. Sounds like of a base Avel. Mechabdin umar beats in be base Avel. One is not a sweep and sprinkle some water to keep the dust down in a base Avel. Umadichin ka'aros v'kochos v'slochios v'kitonios be base Avel. You'll have to wash the dishes. Vein mevienes amugmar v'sabesam in the base Avel. One shouldn't bring those sweet-smelling spices into a base Avel. Right? That's something so special that should not be done. Eini really v'atani bar kapara. Ein mevarchin lo al hamugmar v'lo al habesamim be base Avel. You can't use that for besamim. You can't, you don't make a bracha on that. I'm not saying for the halacha, the mitzvah b'samim, but just in general, you make a bracha b'samim. You don't make a bracha on that. Biruchei yudu l'marachin and ha'asuyei ma'isi. Sounds like you don't make a bracha on reyach in base avel, but you could add, you can bring it in, you just don't make the bracha. So lo kasha, ha'be'base avel, ha'be'base ha'manachamim. They used to have a place where the avelim used to sit, and they used to have a external place where the menachamim came, where the relatives used to stay. So that, the menachamim place could have the mugmar, but not the actual base avel. Is there besamim by Havdalah in a base avel? Is there besamim by Havdalah? So if the avel is making Havdalah, then the earlier psukim are not said. The psukim for Simin Tov, all those psukim are skipped in a base avel. But what about the ikur besamim? So there are some that say no. No besamim. No besamim. The Abu Dram quotes no. The Prima Gadim says that during a wild, amazing opinion, that he does not get, an avel does not get in the Shami Yaseira during Shiva, on the Shabbos during Shiva. But the minag is to, and the Sfarim that I've seen, is that Besamim is done. Besamim is done, they do regular Havdalah, just without the earlier Psukim. Not the earlier Psukim, but just the regular Brei Paragafen. Besamim, Eish, and Hamavdil, that is all done. Okay, let's continue. Ein molichan lebeisa avel. Lo betavla velo beiskotalia. You can't bring into a base avel. You don't bring food into a base in avel on these fancy types of baskets or trays. Velo bekanon ela besalim, regular baskets. As we'll see, this is like a bikurim type of halacha, so nobody's embarrassed. Veinomer berachas avelim b'moed, and we don't say berachas avelim on yantif avel omdim b'shura on chalamoid, but you do make the shuros umenachamim. And we do nichum. This might not be the halachic nichum. Again, machlokas we showed him about nichum on yantiv, what exactly it is. But there is some type of nichum, for sure, to just make them feel good. U'poternas harabim, and then they go home. Poternas harabim, there is no regular after that nichum, right? Poternas harabim, Rashi says, sha'omrim l'menachemim l'chula batechem. Okay, go home now. Eim anichin es amita berachov, sh'lahar gilas ha'hesped. No hesvedim on chalamoid. So, we don't do things to cause the people, the hamonam, to want to have more espetim. So they used to leave the meat in the rechov for a little bit, so we don't do that. On chalamoid, v'lo shal anashim, la'olam, b'nei akavet. And women's aronos, right, in those days of old, they didn't have him as tightly closed, so it could be embarrassing, as we'll see, for a woman who might have Rashi says shofa ziva, might have certain liquids coming out of her, it would be embarrassing. So that's why women's aronos are never in the public when they are covered. Taner Rabbanus, let's go through the stages of history. Bari shonoi molichem beis avel, originally they used to bring the food, or the sudas havra, to the beis avel, ashirim beklasel shal kesev azor zohav. The rich will bring it in gold and silver. Vani im besali nitzorim shal arava klufa. And the poor with baskets, with regular baskets. Right, that's what they used to do. Machlokas Rishonim here. Are we talking about the Avelim are rich or poor? Or the Menachemim are rich or poor? Right, that's a discussion here in the Ritva and the Rosh. Okay, in any case. So there used to be a difference between the Aniyim and the Ashirim. Vayu Aniyim Mizbayishim. And the Aniyim were very Mizbayish. They were very upset and embarrassed. So, made a takana, Everybody brings the same type of simple baskets. That's it, so nobody's embarrassed. Tana Rabbana, Barishono Yamashka Bebesa Avel. They used to give drink to the Besa Avel. Ashirim Bisachuchas Lavana in fancy white glasses. Va'aniyim Bisachuchas Tzavua. In a lower, inferior type of glass. Va'yoaniyim Ispaishim. Hiskinu Shiyakol Mashkim Bisachuchas Tzavua. Bebekvod Nishalaniyim. So again, they lowered the standard, so nobody would be embarrassed. Barishono Yamagalin Pane Ashirim. Umachasin Pane Aniyim. They used to reveal, unbelievable, for a little bit, the face of the Ashirim. Umachas in Pnei Aniyim and cover the face of the Aniyim. Mibreshoim Mishchar in Pnei Aniyim, Mibreya Batzoris, because their face was a gaunt and nothing, there was no bracha. By Aniyim is Baishim. Why did they do it to the, why would they be Megala? To show, give him covet, show how robust he was and good looking. By Aniyim is Baishim. This is the source for like a type of wake, but we do it for a drop. And then we'll get a berry as soon as possible, like we had earlier. Right? But again, this is the minag, but again, no longer. Cover. They used to take the Ashir man again on fancy types of stretcher beds and aniyim beklicha. Right, Rashi, meet the shalmesim, right, a lower level. What do you mean aniyim? They're dead already. The answer is no. Aniyim when they were alive. Because they're misbaish that this is going to be done to us, or this is what's done to our class of citizens. Whatever it is, it was embarrassing for them. So in all these cases, they had the lower standards. Tosfos here on top talks about elsewhere in halacha where we have such an occurrence by bikurim, right? The fancy baskets, and some people are embarrassed. So they used to do that, so nobody's embarrassed. What about by a wedding? The Masada Kedushin makes the bracha, right? Shalom Levayishes Misha'enlo, similar type of behavior that became accepted societally, so that nobody's embarrassed. Barishonayim Nichan Zamuk Bartachas Choli Miayim Mesim. They used to put sweet smelling spices next to Mesim that wouldn't smell good, right? Mesim who had intestinal issues. They'd be embarrassed. Oh, this is what's going to happen to me. Everybody's going to know I have intestinal issues, right? Because they're going to put spices by me. So he started putting it by all mesim. Used to put the sweet smelling spices. They used to tovel all of the clothing and kalim of a woman who was a nido when she died. Right, because there came Tommy, by your nidos chayos misbaishos, and the nidos chayos were embarrassed. Right, because everybody's going to know. Right, it's embarrassing. Right, Rav Moshe Feinstein has an interesting tshuva. He talks about how sometimes the harchakos, you have to observe harchakos in Hilchos Nida, even if it's in public, and even if we shouldn't have to try to make it in public. But just because somebody's in public doesn't mean that a harchakos I can't hand my wife something. Right, even in public. Right, even though it's known. Rav Moshe says it's amazing if a man gives his wife something, then everybody knows it's Shas Heter. And everybody knows that the night before, 2 days before, Shas Heter, what could have happened? But now, Shas Nida, everybody knows that nothing happened. Right? But for some reason, in the psyche of people, that's more embarrassing. So again, Ramosha says, we have to go by, to try to be as discreet as possible. But that's, so it's the Gemara. Right? By Nidas Chayas Mizbaishos. Right? What about the ones who didn't have the tefillah? Everybody's going to know I was Shas Heter when I died. Right? When a woman would say. Right? So that's, but anyway, this is the psyche of people. So the Nidas Chayas Mizbaishos. Hiskinu Shima Debil and Al-Gabi Kol Anashim. So that's why they were Masakin, they were Matbil, for all Nashim, and Bikvod and Shal Nidas Chayas. For their coffin. But Rishonim might be the Nagabi Zavin Mesim. Same thing for the Zavin. But Zavin Chayim is Vaishin. His Kiddushi might be the Nagabi Kol, Bekikvoden Shal Zavim Chayim. All of these differences in history. Miri Shona, Yoiso, Tazamez Kashal Krovav, Yosem Misasa. It used to be that the expenses of the funeral were even more difficult for the relatives to handle than the death itself. It was so expensive. Ajiu Kayu Krovav Manichin, Oso Barchin, Rachmanel Itzlan. Until sometimes they used to leave their mesim. Forget it. We don't have enough money. We'll just leave them. Let the tzibor take care of it. Ad shebar Rabbi Gamliel v'noa kalas rosh ba'atzmo. Until Rabbi Gamliel himself gave instructions to be noa kalas rosh for himself. He says, don't spend so much money on me. V'yatza b'klei pishton. And he went out in flax shrouds. Right, a lower level of tachrichin. V'noa guha'am achrav latez b'klei pishton. Everybody followed him. Right, he did it. Rabbi Gamliel did it. He was make sure that it wasn't so expensive. Remember the Mishnah in Croesus? I think it was in Croesus that the women, birds were very expensive, and all the women who were chayav, a lot of karbanos, had to pay a lot of money I think it was Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel made the takana that, you know what, he told the bird sellers, if you don't lower the price, I'm going to tell all these women that they only have to bring one carbon, and all the other ones, forget about. They had 10 children, forget about. And they realized they were going to lose a lot of money, so the price went down. Same thing, Rabbi Gamliel is worried about the financial state of Am Yisrael. Amar Rav Papa, v'yidin an ogama, afilu b'sarda bar zuta. And nowadays, says Rav Papa, people even use sarda, which is a type, other type of material, bar zuza, right, that could be bought with a zuz. Again, b'zman hazeh, there's a certain type of accepted tachrichin that all the chever kadishas use, and that is what is everybody uses. Story discussed, I'd have heard the story, Shiloh that came up 30, 40 years ago. There was someone who wanted to be buried in their concentration camp uniform. He said, that's my ticket to Olam Haba. So I want to be buried in that. So the question is, it goes against the Minog. It says here, Tzrad, whatever is used. So the answer, the Psak given, I forgot which postik it was, that gave the Psak that he should be buried in regular Tachrichim, but he could put it in the Aron with him, the uniform. He wants to take it with him, put it in the Aron with him. He wants to take it with him to Olam Haba. Okay, on Chalamoy, we don't put the meat in the Rechov, because you don't want to cause Hespedim to be done. It's a hard halacha. The hard halacha, right? If somebody dies on Cholam, you always want to have a spade them for people. But, you know, we have to, there are coolers and stretches and, or Soloveitchik was different on Cholam Moed Pesach, right? So it was one hesped. His brother, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, gave a hesped for him. So it was more of a, not a hesped, more of a, an evaluation, than they had a spade them a month later. But that's, it's a difficult halacha, but it's something that we have to try to overcome. And it's Simchas Yontif. Whenever a relative is nifter on a Chol HaMoed, it's Simchas Yontif. Amar Rav Papa, Ein Moed B'fnei Tamar Chacham. Oh, what about this halacha? On with the Tamar Chacham, there are Haterim, V'kol Shekein Chanak of Purim, Fani Mili B'fanav, Avashol B'fanav Lo, but not B'fanav Not. Even though there are certain Haterim, the Minhag is to, even to minimize. Ein is this really true, V'ar Rav Kahana, Safdil Rav Zvid Minar Do, B'vum Nara, right, he was masvid him somewhere else, not in front of him. Amar of Papi, Yom Shmua Have Ukib Bifanav Dami. It was the day he heard. So it was like if it was Bifanav. Amar Ula, Hespid Al Lev. A Hespid is on the heart. What does that mean? Banging on the heart. Metapeach. Dichsiv, Al Shadayim Softim. Banging on the chest. Tipuach biyad. Tipuach means with a hand. Kilus berega. That means banging with the feet. Tanur abanan. Hamakal. All different types of behaviors that were done in the days of old by Hespedim. Hamakalis loyikalis besandal. If you're banging with your foot, you shouldn't with a sandal. Elabit minal. Only with a real shoe. Mnasakana. If you're banging hard with a sandal, you might hurt your foot. Right? And therefore, one should be careful. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Avel. This is an important halacha. Kivan she niania rosho. Shuv ein menachemim rashal on shuv etzlo. An Avel, Kivan, once the Avel literally shakes his head, so then the Menachem are not allowed to be there. What does that mean? The Meiri here says that the Menachemim have to know when they're not wanted anymore. Right? Sometimes people go pay a Shiva call and they're more out for their own cover than for the Avel's cover. They'll come at 11 o'clock at night. They know it's late, but I had this only time I fit into my schedule and I had to come. Nicham Avelim is for the Avelim. And the Meiri says 600 years ago. Meiri already says it. That's what this line of the Gemara means. Right, Nianua, mitachsisei ha-menachamim, shalo lahachbid es ha-avel ba'arichus yeshiva. V'kibat she-nianea ha-avel es rosho, v'hikiru mitnu osav, she-yeshiva sam kfeida etzlo, ra'ui lohem latzeis. Right, the menachim has to be aware of the motions of the avel to know whether it's a good time or not. Right, it's an important halacha. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol chayavin la'amon mipnei nasi chutz be'alva v'chola. If somebody's sitting shiva and somebody chashiv walks in, right? It's also an important halacha. What if somebody's rebbe walks in? They sit up, stand up for their rebbe, for a chashiv person. So Rabbi Yochanan says you have to stand up for the nasi, except if somebody's an avil or if somebody is a chola. Right? They're not allowed to. The Shavuos Yaakov and the tshuva. What about Tisha B'Av? To stand up for your rebbe on Tisha B'Av? Right? Is that considered everybody's avelim? Interesting tshuva he has, that well, you have to stand up for a chacham. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, l'kol omrim lem shvu chutz be'alva v'chova. Everybody, if anybody stands up for you, then you, if a rebbe walks into a room and his talmidim is standing up for him, sit. You don't tell a chola to sit, you don't tell an avel to sit. Because basically then it would seem like we want to say, you sit in your state. Right, we don't say that. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Maraf, avel yom rishon, aser lecho lecha mishalo. Right, he's not allowed to eat from his own. We had earlier machlokas, first day, first meal. Our minhag is the first meal. Don't eat, meaning you don't eat from other people's food, but other people can. Yosef michlafisu they used to switch the meals. One of them used to send one meal when they were in Avel, and the other ones they sent back. Right, we have this lashon by Purim. Michlasu v'dasayim. V'yamar v'yidam arath. Meis ba'ir kol b'nei ir asur basiyas malacha. If there's a mace in the city, then the whole city is asur until kfura. Right? We have to show kavod mace. Rav Hamnut, that's only if there's a small city and there's one event happening in the whole city. Bizman hazeh, this doesn't apply. It applies. There's, if somebody has any connection to the niftar, then they go. Rav Hamnuna, ikla ledromas, shama kol shipura de shechva. He heard them announcing. Somebody died. Chaza hanach in shidacha avdi avidsa. He saw people doing work. Armalu levi hanach in shibashamta. He excommunicated. Lo shachva ikabimasa. There's a niftar here. What are you doing work for? Amrule, chaburti ikabimasa. No, we have a group of people that are designated to be osik. We have a chever kadisha. Armalahu, ihachi shai lochu. I didn't know. So if there's a chever kadisha, then not everybody, there's no chiyuv to take off from work. There's just covered on mace if one knows the mace. Okay, we'll stop here by Va'amar of Yehuda. Hashem, we will continue. Again, we have tomorrow, we have two more days. And Hashem, and then we will finish up, Hashem, the Sechas Moed Katan. Okay, we'll stop here.